Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
declare that right where you are.
My heart and my soul confess that God is my confidence. He's never.
No matter in the valley or on the mountaintop, let's declare that one more time. He's never failed. Say,
and he's never. My soul confess, God is my comfort. He never failed me. My heart and my soul confess that God is my comfort, and he's never failed me yet.
Thank you, Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another time on Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our host tonight is Evangelist Jacqueline May. She'll be coming up shortly. We got a few announcements to give you tonight. All right. Yes, yes, yes. I trust, ladies and gentlemen, I trust that you are excited about Straight to the Point tonight. Without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, Straight to the Point is needed all across the globe. There's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen, on the planet, and Straight to the Point is going to help you out. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise God. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put that number out there. Everybody on the planet needs to hear tonight, Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jacqueline Mays coming up shortly. Hey, that number is 347-843-4559. That call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 347-843-4559, where you can be a part of the program tonight. Once again, I want you to tweet that number out, 347-843-4559. Everybody should be listening tonight to Evangelist Jacqueline Mays on Facebook. Yes. Yeah, get excited. Get excited. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to the broadcast on the network as well, and we'll be shooting that out on the network. Hey, also, too, we're going to open up the lines a little later on for those who request prayer, have a comment or question for evangelists tonight as well. We'll be opening up the lines a little later on for you. If you like, hit star one. Hit star one on your phone, and we'll open up the line. They'll put you in queue. And when we open up the lines a little later on Straight to the Point. Oh, I love it. I love it. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a great day here as well. I hope you as well, ladies and gentlemen. So if you would, just go and open up the lines for Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. Y'all put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for the woman of God. Evangelist Jacqueline May, she's somewhere on the planet. We love it. We love it. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hear your voice.
Absolutely. Likewise, you as well. God bless you. God bless everyone that's on the line tonight listening. We thank God for you. We thank God for another day. Amen. We thank God because he is still God. He is Almighty God. Amen. And he is so worthy to be praised. We bow down and we worship him. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting us see another day alive and well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is a privilege. And we don't want to take it for granted. We thank God for his faithfulness. We thank God for his faithfulness every day, every morning. Brand new mercy, brand new grace, another time, another chance. Amen. And we praise God for that. Amen. We praise God for that. And we give him the highest, glorious praise because he's so deserving. He's so deserving. And we thank God. We thank God for all of you that have joined us tonight. It's been a while. It's such a pleasure to be here tonight live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an awesome privilege it is to be here with all of you tonight to share the presence of the Lord, to share the word of the Lord with you. We want to first of all give homage and honor to our visionary of this Line Straight to the Point, Dr. Dolores Henderson. We thank God for her for allowing us to come here on this platform to share what God has given us. We bless her in the name of the Lord. We also want to thank God for Dr. Vaughn, Men Let's Talk Network, that's always on point, always here to assist us and to get us in the right place. We thank God for you, Dr. Vaughn. God bless you. I also want to give honor to my co-laborers, Dr. and Prophetess Hembrick. God bless you. It's always a pleasure to work with you and to labor alongside with you in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank God for all of our listeners out there. We thank you for your patience, for just showing up every week after week after week and being faithful to see what it is the Lord has to say unto us. But most of all, we thank God for his son, Jesus. Amen. And we give him all the glory tonight. Everything that we are and everything that we do, everything that we become is because of him. And we take no credit for it, because if it had not been for the Lord, we would not be where we are today. And I'm so grateful for his faithfulness. I'm so grateful that he's always there, never fails, never lets us down. And we bless the name of the Lord for that. We also want to give homage to our artist tonight. What an awesome song tonight, called New Beginnings by Every Nation Music. My God, that is a powerful song tonight. I love this song. I love this song, and I'm just gonna go ahead and jump on in here and say this tonight. I came here to decree a thing tonight. My God, the Bible said to decree a thing and it shall be established. And I came to decree a new beginning. A new beginning. My God. Hallelujah. I decree a new beginning in your lives. I decree a new beginning in your families, a new beginning in your ministry. I decree a new beginning on this broadcast. I decree a new beginning in your workplace, in your home, in your mind, in your body, in your health, in your finances. I decree a new beginning. My God. Hallelujah. And so I'm not going to be before you long tonight, but I do want to come here and tell somebody, forget about yesterday. Forget about the past, because God is doing new things today. Amen. That's it. God is doing a new thing today. Amen. So don't be surprised, or you may be wondering what is going on. Things are not like they used to be. Things are different. Something is going on. I'm not like I used to be. I don't even do what I used to do. I don't even think like I used to think. I don't even have the same friends that I used to have, because God's doing a new thing in your life. And whenever God gets ready to do a new thing in anyone, he always do it through people. And so God always connects you. Amen. God always connects. Let me just back it up. God always disconnects and connects. Disconnect and connect. He disconnects you from the old and he connects you to the new. He disconnects you. So God may be disconnecting you from some people, but he's connecting you to some other people, because God is doing a new thing. When God was getting ready to do a new thing at Abraham, he disconnected him from his family. And he told them to get away, leave this country, disconnect from this country, forget about it. Don't even think about it no more. It's an old thing, because I'm getting ready to do something new. So I need you to move and to do a new location. So he said, get away from these people, because I have some more people that I want to connect you to, because I'm getting ready to do a new thing. Let's turn our Bibles to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, We're going to do verse 18 and 19, and I may skip around over into the New Testament as well. But the Bible says, this is the NIV version for those of you that are reading along with me. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness. So God is telling us here, forget about the past. Don't even think about it no more. Don't even try to do things like you've been doing them. You know, sometimes we want to continue to just do things the same way, hang with the same people, go to the same places, just repetitious type of stuff. God said, away with that. Don't dwell on that no more. That's the way it used to be. That's the way things was going. But God has shifted. And God said, I'm doing something new now. Don't you see it? That's what he's asking him. He's like, don't you see it? Can you not perceive? Do you discern the time and the season of what is going on in your life, in the lives of the people that surround you, in your ministry, at your workplace, in your home, in your marriage? Do you not perceive that I, the Lord, is doing a different thing? I'm doing something new. I'm changing things up. I'm shifting things. I'm relocating you. Do you not see it? Can you not perceive that I'm doing a new thing? And whenever God begins to do a new thing, it is our responsibility to grasp onto it and to move and to flow with the Holy Spirit, with what the Holy Spirit is doing, so that we can stay up to date, if you will, so that we can stay updated and move and flow with the Holy Spirit. You know, see, one thing I know about God that I've come to learn about God, that God moves. He's a God that moves. He don't stay neutral. He don't stay in one place. You go look at the life of Jesus. When Jesus was ministering in the early New Testament, he didn't stay in one place. He stick and move, if you will. He just keep moving around and going. One reason was because, you know, you have a cell phone. All of us probably have a cell phone. On that cell phone, there's a setting on there that says locator. If you turn that locator on, wherever you are, people can find you. You can be located. But because we're in the spirit realm and God's moving so fast and so rapidly in the spirit realm, one of the reasons is so that the enemy and your adversary can't keep up with you, can't locate you. See, if you get this habit or you get this place where you stay stagnated in one place too long, you ain't hard to find. Your enemy knows where you're going to be. He knows exactly what you're going to be doing. Why? Because he monitors you and he's been watching you for a long time. But when you grasp a hold to what the Holy Spirit and what God is doing, this new thing, God will move you quickly, swiftly, in and out of different places. Most people cannot keep up with the Holy Spirit because it moves so much. It moves so rapidly because he knows your enemy, the adversary, is always watching, trying to figure out what's going on, what's up, where you're going, where you're headed, what's God doing now. But because God moves so swiftly and so quickly, he can't keep up with him. And so God says, I'm doing a new thing. We're not doing what we used to do. Come on, we're going to switch up. We're going to change. We're going somewhere else. We're doing something else. You know, so you got to stay spiritually alert. You got to stay on high alert these days, especially these days, because we are in the end time. And the Holy Spirit is moving quickly, rapidly, because there's a whole lot of things going on in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have to be quick and ready to move with the flow of the Spirit. Whereas before, you might not have moved like this. You may not be accustomed to moving like this. But God said, I'm doing a new thing for the sake of time, because we're running out of time. We're getting near to the end. There's a lot that has to be accomplished here. And so he told Abraham, I need you to get up and I need you to relocate. Because when you relocate, I'm getting ready to do something that's going to blow your mind. See, you got to be ready and willing to flow with the new thing, because God's getting ready to do something new with you that's never been done before. And so I stopped here today to encourage somebody today to don't worry. Or if you may be wondering what's going on, things are different in your life. You've never been where you are today in your life or in your ministry. You don't know what's going on. You're unsure because it's never happened before. The flow. Get in the flow of the Holy Spirit and move with the Holy Spirit, because God's moving in new ways. God is setting things up for miracles, setting things up for signs, setting things up for wonders, setting things up for transfers of wealth, setting things up for his people. But you got to be willing to get with the new thing, you know. And so sometimes we just get ancient and traditional and religious and rituals and stuff, and we get stuck because we're so accustomed to doing things like this. We're so accustomed to always having things like this. He said, I ain't doing that no more. You know, I ain't even doing that no more. So don't get stuck on that. Leave that go. That's yesterday's stuff. That stuff is in the past. And get with the new. Get with what God is doing today, in this day and this time. You know, and so some people have a hard time adjusting. Some people have a hard time adjusting to new things. They get stuck in religion. They get stuck in tradition. They get stuck in how we always used to do it. I tell you, this is the time to move. This is the time to take risk. This is the time to move in faith. When I say take risk, I mean move in faith. Because when you move in faith, you believe in for something you don't. I don't want to say you can't see, because you can see in the spirit with faith. You know in your spirit, but you got to be able to move when God says move. 2 Corinthians 5:17, this is the NIV as well, and this says, therefore, if anyone, it don't have no respect to person, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation have come. And the old have gone, the new is here. I say that again. The old has gone, the new is here. The old have gone, the new is here. So we embrace the new, and we let go of the old, all the old things, all the things of yesterday, all the things of the past. We let it go. Because if you can perceive what the Holy Spirit is doing, if you can discern what the Holy Spirit is doing, then you know things have shifted. Things have shifted. Things have changed. And there's some adjustments that needs to be made. You need to be willing and ready to move at a drop of a hat, because we're in the time of evangelism very strongly. And just as Jesus did, he didn't stay in one place. Because they were always trying to harm him and always trying to do something to him because he was going about doing good. So Jesus had to constantly stay on the move. By the time they were looking for him, he was already gone somewhere, preaching somewhere else, working miracles somewhere else, healing somebody somewhere else, delivering folks somewhere else. By the time they get up on him again, he had already shifted and moved again, because he was the new thing. He was the new Christ that had come. Yes, amen. And so we're in that time today, folks. Let me just say, we, family, we're in that time now where God's doing a new thing. We got to be alert, spiritually alert, to be ready to move when God says move. So that's why he said, when you go, don't take no extra coat. Don't take no script with you. Don't take all of this stuff with you. Why? Too much to do. When I say move, you got to be ready and able to up quickly and move instead of worrying about all of these things that you have. See, this is a time for thinning out. This is a time for purging out so that you can travel lightly and be ready to go. Be ready to go. These are the days of the evangelism, I'm telling you. These are the days of the evangelism. And one thing about evangelism, they know how to be ready to go. Amen. Some evangelists I've known that they keep extra clothes, extra shoes in a bag in their trunk. You keep extra water, different things that you may need, the necessities, but you pack light. So when God say move, You can just up and grab a bag and go. You ain't got to worry about packing no 10 suitcases, gathering up all this stuff and everything. By the time you get ready, the spirit done moved on and you done missed the money. So you have to be ready to move because God is doing a new thing. Things are not like they used to be. You got to catch up and upgrade and be ready to do the new thing. God bless you all. God bless you all. We're going to open up the line tonight, and we want to hear from you tonight what you have to say. So we're going to turn this over to Dr. Vaughn to open up the line. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is the voice of Evangelist Jacqueline Mays, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point. We are so excited that you're with us tonight, hearing the word from the woman of God tonight. Yes, what a powerful word, Evangelist. Wow. Wow. We'll get ready to go to the line. And before we do that, I hope y'all was taking some notes out there, folks. I hope y'all took some notes tonight on this powerful topic tonight. New beginnings. You know, Evangelist, I was just thinking here about this there because people are so used to a certain way of doing things. But when God is getting ready to move, guys, getting ready to shift, I'll use the word shift as Evangelist talked about. You got to be ready to shift at a moment's notice, ladies and gentlemen, when the Lord is moving. The other thing Evangelist brought to attention to is that we got to pay attention, Evangelist, to today. Man, we got to this stuff, man. There is so much distraction going on today, ladies and gentlemen, that we must pay attention to the word of the Lord and to the voice of the Lord today as well. And also, this is the big one, Evangelist. We can't, you just mentioned it, we can't go back. You got to leave the old stuff. You can't be going back and say, I'll be back in 5 seconds. No, no, no. You cannot do that, folks. You got to leave the old. You can't even go back and get your pocketbook maybe in some cases. It just depends on the situation. But the point is, you got to leave the old behind, folks. You got to leave the old behind. And you got to be prepared to make changes. And this is the biggest one right here, is that you got to relocate. Evangelist talked about tonight. You may have to relocate at a moment's notice based on the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. So we want you to be prepared. We don't want that train to move, the Holy Spirit to move without you, because if it tells you to move now, it don't mean, can you wait just 5 seconds? No, it has to be now. So please, be prepared for the word. Be prepared to move at any moment, because there's a new thing coming, folks, and God is a new thing today. Amen. Praise God. Well, Evangelist, you know, we're getting ready to open up the line, and I know Sister Sarah, I know she's excited tonight. Sister Sarah, you're online with us.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Yes, God is in the house. I tell you, he is really excited. I'm excited because his word is going forth. And I'm excited every time I wake up. It's a blessing.
Yes.
We should all feel so blessed tonight. And I'm enjoying every minute of it. I tell you, the message is so power-packed. I'm just like, okay, first I got to say that the woman of God, when she comes through and brings the word, it's so power-packed. And it's like the Lord, his mouthpiece. You know, he's speaking to her so that she can get the message out to everybody else. You know,
Amen.
So that they'll be on guard, and if they'll be on guard as far as like, okay, these are the things, we're out here in this world, but we're not of the world. So we got to be keep our light shining for others to see. And if they see our light shining, then they'll know that God is in that person, and they're going to be bringing out a positive message, the positive things that we can do to keep going forth. So they'll be looking for us every time because they'll see the God in us. So that's all I have to say in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you so much. Thank you for that. And thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Amen. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Sister Sarah, I want to make sure, Sister Sarah, did you have a prayer request for anything before we let you go?
Well, I just wanted to keep on praying as far as just doing a great job. So far, I'm getting a promotion on my job.
All right.
We've been praying for that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, praise God, Sister Terry. We're excited. We know when the evangelist prays and prophetess prays, Prophetess Henderson prays, things happen. When Bishop pray, all the folks that we know praying for you, we know things are going to happen. We just want to hear the praise report, evangelist made. We just want to know what God done for you, because we know it's going to happen. We just want to hear what he did.
Amen. We can celebrate with you.
Yes.
We pray that God will continue to keep blessing you, continue to favor you as you walk in obedience to him.
Amen.
We pray for your favor to continue in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister Sarah. Bless you. Amen.
Celebrate Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jacqueline Mays tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So excited about the woman of God bringing us the word tonight. New beginnings, folks, new beginnings. Get excited. Back to you, Evangelist. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. And God bless all of you that have listened to the broadcast tonight, those that will be listening to the replay. We thank God for his word tonight. I thank God for relocation. I was just thinking about relocation, and I'm not talking about geographically so much. I'm talking about spiritually, that we have to relocate and be knowing how to move in the spirit, and you know, so we cannot be located, you know.
Amen.
And the enemy may think, you know, because he's always watching and he's always monitoring, because that's what he does. He's watching to see when he can get a moment in.
So he
may see you praying. He may see you praying, and he may think, oh, I got the schedule down. She prays, or he prays at noon, you know. But you got to shake him sometimes. Don't show up at noon. Show up at 3 o'clock, and you're in worship gear. You feel me?
Yes.
You know, it may not be worship at 3 o'clock. It may be fasting at 6 a.m. to 12. So you got to be willing to move in the spirit, because the spirit will lead and guide and direct you. Amen. Yes. And it will tell you what to do and what not to do. It's a revealer. And it is a leader. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And so we have to be spiritually alert so that we can know the location that the Spirit wants us to be at, so that we can do what he has for us to do. God is very strategic. He's very wise. He's never outdone. He's never behind or lacking or sleeping. He knows what's going on. And so we need to be very connected with the Spirit so that we will know what is going on. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So our minds are connected. We think alike. We think the same thing. Why? Because we're connected spiritually. And so the Spirit will reveal to you. Get up. Maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. Get up and just worship. And then going back to sleep. Be asleep at 8 o'clock when he thinks you're going to be up praying. No, I'm asleep. I'm already beat. Then at 12 o'clock, he may say, pray. And the enemy wondering, I can't keep up with her or him. I can't locate them. Exactly, because you're not leading me. The Holy Spirit is leading me. And he always got him up on you. You don't need me. We're not followers of the devil. We're followers of Christ. Amen, somebody. So we do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. The Bible says, in the last days, he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. So some stuff getting ready to happen that ain't been happening, because we in a new time, a new season. And God's getting ready to do new things in your life. So I just want to encourage somebody and decree a new beginning up over you, a new beginning in your mind, a new beginning in your ministry. New beginnings in your family. New beginnings on this broadcast. I decree miracles, signs, wonders on this broadcast. Amen. And so we thank God for new beginnings. I am excited.
Yes,
I am excited to be alive at this day and time. You know, some people say we're living in the worst of times, but we're living in the best of times as well.
Amen.
So we're living in the best of times as well. What great opportunities we have now to be ministers of the gospel, to be evangelists, that we can go around the world and minister Jesus Christ to the people, heal the sick, deliver the souls, you know. So this is definitely the time for the harvest right now. Right now, there's no better time than right now. So
Amen.
We thank God. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on. Thank you so much to Dr. Henderson for allowing me to come to this platform. We bless the name of the Lord for her. And we pray and ask God to strengthen her and to uplift her and to constantly surround her with his angels and
yes.
to protect her and provide for her in the name
yes.
of the Lord. And we thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. Amen. So we bless God for all of you that will be coming back listening to this broadcast tonight. Whenever you listen to it again, I pray that you be blessed. I pray that you receive the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen. So you've been listening to Straight to the Point. Straight to the Point. If you don't know what it is, Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast, amen, that deals with real issues and deals with the truth, for the truth shall make you free, amen. So we're here every Monday night, 8 o'clock, and you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. Amen. God bless you all. You've been listening to Straight to the Point.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Evangelist Jacqueline Mainsley, Jennifer, all those across the world, across the planet on the network. Thank you so much for being with us tonight on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Your wonderful host tonight is Evangelist Jacqueline Mays, and we just thank God for her, and we thank God for you as well, ladies and gentlemen, as Evangelist already has mentioned earlier. So we praise the Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about your wonderful week. We want you to have an awesome rest of the week. Enjoy your wonderful evening as well. And remember that Jesus is Lord. We're going to leave you with new Israel and new breed. It's a new season. God bless you. Enjoy the music. Take care now. Bye-bye.
It's flowing my way. Right now. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong. And prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich. In victory, it's still available to you right now. Just say, Sandy, it's a new season. Make a choice, take a stand. All that we need is resting in his hand. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
All that was stolen is returned to you 100-fold. Not in the fire, but
Handcuff of praise. Have a great rest of the week. God bless you. See you.